Next item on the agenda, number 11, public hearing to consider proposed amendments to Chapter 4 VAC 20-12, 30-10 pertaining to restrictions on shellfish to change the required recertification time interval for shellfish harvest training, safety training certification from 2 to 5 years to conform to the National Shellfish Sanitation Program guidelines. Let's get this. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Commissioner and members of the Commission. That intro pretty much sums up what we're here for. It's a pretty straightforward change to Chapter 4 of VAC 20-12-30-10. Give you a brief background before we get the staff recommendation. So the National Shellfish Sanitation Program is a cooperative agreement and program between multiple state and federal regulatory agencies. It also has input from members of industry, and it's sort of these guidelines are established at a biannual conference. And the long and short of why we meet these guidelines is it allows Virginia shellfish to be shipped interstate. So we don't have to choose to meet the National Shellfish Sanitation Program guidelines, but if we aren't at least as strict as those guidelines, then our shellfish, we have problems shipping out of state. So currently, our regulation 1230 establishes that every 2 years, shellfish harvesters, anyone handling shellfish that gets a VMRC license is required to take this shellfish harvester training. We really rolled out this program starting in 2014, and at the time, the National Shellfish Sanitation Program guidelines required this training to be done every 2 years. In 2015, they changed their guidelines and now only require this training every 5 years. So we have the choice now to either conform to those guidelines or we can remain stricter than those guidelines with our current requirement of requiring this training every 2 years. I've consulted with the Virginia Department of Health Division of Shellfish Sanitation, and they're in favor of making this regulatory change. Changing the required training interval from 2 to 5 years. Any new harvester or new participant in the shellfish industry would still be required to take the harvester training, so it would be covered in terms of ensuring the appropriate training to the harvesters handling shellfish to ensure that they're still being safely handled. And this is really just sort of a little bit of a housekeeping issue to sort of conform to those guidelines. It's got industry support. It came through National Shellfish Sanitation Program that has input at multiple levels from multiple agencies. It's really a pretty straightforward ask, and the change would really be quite straightforward there. If you'll notice on page 8 or 3 of 7 of the actual draft regulation there's really just a one-word change. Everything else in the regulation would stay the same. It just changes in the last sentence of 4 VAC 20-12-30-30, Section A. It just changes the required training interval from 2 to 5 calendar years. It's relatively minor change. We could leave it at 2 years. There is some retraining that would be required from staff here or at the Virginia Department of Health to do in-person training. When we first rolled out this program, in addition to offering the training online, we did several sessions of in-person training for some of the less internet-savvy users in the Oyster Resource who pay these fees. So if we didn't change this to 5 years, we'd have to do that required training more frequently. It's not a huge burden, but there is some staff time involved both by us and the Virginia Department of Health to redo this training every 2 years to ensure that all of the handlers and harvesters of Virginia shellfish are in compliance. So with that said, the staff recommendation would be to amend Chapter 4, VAC 20-12-30-10, pertaining to the restrictions on shellfish to change the required recertification time interval for shellfish harvester safety training certification from 2 to 5 years to conform to the National Shellfish Sanitation Program guidelines. And I'd be glad to take any questions.
Yep. Any questions? Mr. Ballard.
I know it's addressed in the NSSP regulation, and this VAC 20-12-30-30 seems to be the issuing of a license that it's referring to. I just want to make sure that our regulation conforms to the fact that employees on crews don't need the individual license or to have completed this course.
Right. That's covered by issuing a permit. Well, I guess the sort of license and permit are used interchangeably there, but anyone who is getting a shellfish permit or license, it's sort of interchangeably used in the NSSP guidelines, but they're still covered by the vessel permit that we issue. So there wouldn't be an additional requirement. So there's nothing new. This is just purely the training interval that's being changed here. So we're still in compliance with NSSP guidelines there.
Further questions? Not the matters before the commission.
Move to approve staff recommendations.
Motion made by Mr. Minor to approve staff recommendations. Second by Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.